Mastering your ADHD superpowers. My math class adventures. 1. Battle to stay focused. Junior high math class was something else. For most kids, it's all about figuring out where they fit in, discovering what pre-algebra even is, and maybe starting to piece together who they are. But for me, math class was mostly about trying really hard to stay focused and somehow still getting good grades despite barely touching the homework. I remember sitting there in that stuffy classroom while the teacher droned on about equations and geometry. My mind was having none of it. One minute, I was trying to pay attention, but the next, I was off in another world, imagining what it would be like if the classroom walls could suddenly disappear, or planning a heroic escape if an alien invasion interrupted the lesson. The possibilities were endless, except when it came to focusing on what was actually being taught. The real kicker was that, even though I rarely did the homework, I still aced the tests. I could see the frustration in my teacher's eyes. How could a kid who couldn't sit still or stay on task in class somehow pass with flying colors? They never quite figured it out, but for me the answer was simple. Tests had a clear end goal, and I could hyper-focus just long enough to knock them out. Homework? Not so much. For kids with ADHD, junior high is often where things start to get tricky in the classroom. You're expected to sit still, pay attention, and focus for long stretches on subjects that feel as exciting as watching grass grow. There's a reason why it was so tough for me, and probably you too if you're reading this. Research shows that students with ADHD often struggle in traditional classroom settings because our brains process information differently. The prefrontal cortex, responsible for focus, self-control, and decision-making, is wired in a unique way when you have ADHD. Studies from Harvard and other top research institutions explain how ADHD brains have lower levels of dopamine, the chemical responsible for reward and motivation. This means that while most kids could sit through a lecture and absorb information, we were busy trying to find anything remotely stimulating. That's why zoning out, doodling in the margins, and fidgeting became my go-to moves. It wasn't laziness. It was my brain desperately searching for a way to stay engaged. Looking back, it's clear that the traditional school setup wasn't designed for minds like ours. Linear learning, long lectures, and rigid schedules made class feel like a slow torture session. Imagine how different things could have been if classrooms were built for dynamic, hands-on learning, something our brains could actually thrive in. But here's the thing. Understanding why focusing was such a challenge in those math classes helped me later in life. Once I grasped the science behind ADHD, I started to see it not as a curse, but as a unique operating system that, when used right, could be pretty damn powerful. This article isn't about labeling ADHD as a disorder. It's about learning how to work with what you've got, embracing the chaos and finding ways to make it your superpower. Because if math class taught me anything, it's that with the right mindset and tools, we can turn what others see as a disadvantage into a life full of creativity, resilience, and success. Reframing ADHD. Turning disorder into an empowerment advantage. For years, ADHD has been labeled as a disorder. But let's flip the script for a moment. What if ADHD isn't a disadvantage, but a different way of experiencing the world? One that, when harnessed, can be a powerful tool? The truth is, what society often sees as a flaw can actually be an incredible strength if you know how to work with it. Let's start with hyperfocus. Yeah, I know ADHD is usually associated with a lack of focus, but the secret weapon hidden within that chaos is the ability to lock onto something and block out the rest of the world when it really matters. When I'm in that zone with writing, when the words are flowing and the ideas are clicking, I'm unstoppable. It's like time bends, and suddenly, I've cranked out a few thousand words without even realizing it. Hyperfocus has allowed me to write content that's raw, direct, and filled with the authenticity readers connect with. But here's the catch. Hyperfocus doesn't work like a switch. You can't just decide, okay, brain, let's hyperfocus now. It shows up when it feels like it, usually when I'm deep into something I'm passionate about. The trick is to recognize when it hits and ride that wave for all it's worth. I've learned to structure my work routine to take advantage of these moments by keeping distractions to a minimum and diving in when the inspiration strikes. Another advantage is the creativity that comes with ADHD. Let's be real. Traditional thinking doesn't usually cut it when you're constantly dealing with a mind that jumps from one idea to the next. But that rapid-fire thinking also means connecting dots that others might not see. For me, this results in unique writing that mixes humor, practical advice, and unexpected insights. I let my brain take those creative leaps, knowing that what feels like a jumbled mess of thoughts now can turn into something pretty damn cool once it's all pulled together. Of course, it's not always smooth sailing. ADHD can still lead to chaos if it's not managed. I've lost track of more projects than I can count simply because I let distractions take over. That's why breaking down tasks into manageable chunks has been a game changer for me. Instead of tackling an entire article in one sitting, I break it up into smaller goals, draft an outline, write one section at a time, edit, and polish. It's about creating systems that work with how my brain naturally operates, rather than fighting against it. Deadlines have become a motivating force too. Let's be honest, nothing lights a fire under someone with ADHD like a looming deadline. Whether it's self-imposed or something I've committed to, knowing that I've got to get something done by a certain time pushes me into action, even if it's at the last minute. The pressure forces my brain into focus mode, turning what could be a frantic rush into some of my best work. This isn't about pretending ADHD is all sunshine and roses. It's about recognizing that the traits often seen as negatives can be flipped into positives when managed correctly. Hyperfocus, creativity, and unconventional problem solving? These are assets that people with ADHD bring to the table, and when we learn to harness them, we can turn what might seem like a disorder into a unique superpower. Navigating the real challenges. A practical guide to managing ADHD struggles. Living with ADHD often feels like herding hyperactive thoughts that refuse to line up in an orderly fashion. The challenges are real. Procrastination, impulsivity, disorganization, they're the uninvited guests who crash the party just when you're ready to get things done. But here's the thing. While you can't completely eliminate these struggles, you can learn to manage them in a way that works for you. Let's break down some of the most common hurdles and the strategies that have helped me stay on track. Procrastination, turning the ADHD time warp into progress. Procrastination isn't just about avoiding work. For those of us with ADHD, it's more about the brain's struggle to get started. What feels like an impossible gap between thinking about doing something and actually doing it. I've had days where I know I need to write, but instead I end up finding any excuse to do literally anything else. That's when productive procrastination kicks in. Suddenly, cleaning out the garage seems like a priority, when it's really just avoidance in disguise. One of the biggest game changers for me has been the 2-minute rule. It's simple. If a task can be done in 2 minutes or less, I do it immediately. It's a quick win that builds momentum, which is crucial for getting past that initial, I don't want to do this feeling. For bigger tasks, I break them down into bite-sized pieces. Instead of telling myself, write an entire article, I start with something like, draft the first paragraph. When the task feels smaller, it's less intimidating and my brain is more likely to engage. Another trick that saved me countless times is time blocking with micro deadlines. I set a timer for 20 minutes and commit to focusing solely on the task at hand during that time. It's not a huge commitment, which makes it easier to get started, but it's enough to build momentum. The Pomodoro technique, where you work and focus sprints followed by short breaks, is perfect for this. It's amazing how much you can get done in those bursts once you get going. Impulsivity, sticking to one task. When your brain wants to do it all. Impulsivity is another classic ADHD challenge. For me, it often looks like starting one task and then jumping to three others before finishing the first. I'll sit down to work on a writing project, only to find myself suddenly researching some obscure topic that has nothing to do with what I'm supposed to be doing. It's like my brain is constantly chasing the next shiny object. What's helped here is getting intentional about how I manage distractions. I've learned to set clear boundaries with timers and focus blocks. When I start a writing session, I tell myself, for the next 30 minutes, you're only working on this and nothing else. If my brain tries to wander, I gently guide it back. It's like training a puppy. It takes time, but consistency is key. Another strategy that's been helpful is creating a distraction list. Whenever a random thought or task pops into my head that has nothing to do with what I'm currently working on, I jot it down on a notepad instead of letting it derail me. Once I'm done with my focus block, I can decide if it's worth following up on or just a passing distraction. Disorganization. Turning chaos into controlled creativity. If you've ever looked at a messy desk and thought, "How can anyone work like this?" then you're probably not someone with ADHD. For many of us, organized chaos is our comfort zone. My desk might look cluttered to the outside world, but I know where everything is, or at least I usually do. The challenge is keeping that chaos from spiraling out of control and turning into complete disarray. Visual systems have been a game changer for me. Tools like Kanban boards or color-coded planners let me see everything at a glance. I use a simple Kanban board with columns like to-do, in progress, and done to track my writing projects. Seeing tasks laid out visually helps me manage them without feeling overwhelmed by a cluttered to-do list. Apps have also been a lifesaver in staying organized. Todoist is great for breaking tasks down into subtasks and setting deadlines, while Trello allows me to visually organize projects in a way that aligns with how I think. Both tools let me move things around as needed, which is crucial because flexibility is key when managing ADHD. But here's the real secret. I had to stop fighting against my natural tendencies and instead find ways to make them work for me. For example, I embrace the fact that I'm not a minimalist when it comes to my workspace. Instead of trying to force myself into an unrealistic system, I've built one that plays to my strengths. Organized chaos with a clear structure that keeps everything in check. Routines. Finding balance between structure and flexibility. Rigid routines have never worked for me. Trying to stick to a strict schedule feels like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. What I've found effective is creating routines that are structured enough to keep me on track, but flexible enough to accommodate the unpredictability of ADHD. For example, I know that I'm most creative in the morning, so I prioritize writing during that time. But if I miss that window, I've built in enough wiggle room to shift my schedule without feeling like I've failed. Morning routines are especially important. I keep mine simple. Start with a quick win, like making the bed, do a brief meditation to center my thoughts, and then dive into my most important task of the day. This sets a positive tone and gives me the momentum I need to keep the day moving forward. Embracing organized chaos, working with your ADHD, not against it. The biggest breakthrough in managing ADHD came when I stopped trying to fight against it and instead leaned into the way my brain naturally works. For years, I tried to force myself into systems that just didn't fit, whether it was minimalist setups, overly detailed planners, or you name it. But once I accepted that my brain thrives in a bit of organized chaos, I found a balance that works for me. My workspace might look cluttered, but it's my version of order. I've learned to embrace the unpredictability of ADHD, using strategies that blend structure with flexibility. By finding that sweet spot between organization and freedom, I've turned what used to feel like constant chaos into something that fuels my creativity and keeps me on track. At the bottom line, ADHD doesn't have to be a stumbling block. Yes, it brings challenges, but with the right strategies and a bit of trial and error, you can find a rhythm that works for you. Procrastination, impulsivity, and disorganization might still pop up, but they don't have to run the show. With a little structure, a lot of flexibility, and a dash of humor, you can take those challenges and turn them into strengths. The ADHD brain. Understanding the science behind the chaos. Ever wonder why your brain seems to work differently from everyone else's? Why focusing on one thing feels like swimming against a current, yet you can hyper-focus on something random for hours? The answer lies in the unique way the ADHD brain is wired. Once you understand what's happening in your head, it becomes easier to stop blaming yourself and start working with your brain rather than against it. At the core of ADHD is the brain's executive function system, which is housed in the prefrontal cortex. Executive functions are like the brain's control panel, helping you plan, organize, and regulate your attention. For most people, this system works smoothly, allowing them to manage tasks in an orderly fashion. But with ADHD, this control panel can be a little glitchy, making it difficult to prioritize, stay on task, or shift gears when needed. One of the key players in this story is dopamine, the brain chemical that helps regulate motivation, reward, and pleasure. ADHD brains often have lower levels of dopamine, which leads to that constant search for stimulation and novelty. This is why tasks that feel boring or repetitive are almost painful to engage with because there's just not enough dopamine firing to keep the brain interested. It's like trying to drive a car with barely any gas in the tank. You're not going to get very far unless you find a way to refuel. This dopamine deficiency also explains why people with ADHD tend to chase the next shiny thing. When a task isn't providing enough mental stimulation, the brain craves something more engaging, which leads to jumping from one thing to another. This need for stimulation is why we're drawn to environments that are fast-paced, unpredictable, or involve some level of risk. The brain is always looking for that dopamine hit, whether it's through spontaneous decisions, hyperfocus, or creative bursts of energy. Another aspect of the ADHD brain is working memory, the ability to hold information in your mind and use it when needed. For many of us with ADHD, working memory can feel like a leaky bucket. You might walk into a room to get something, but by the time you get there, you've forgotten why you went in the first place. This isn't just forgetfulness. It's the brain struggling to manage multiple bits of information simultaneously. That's why reminders, visual cues, and external systems become so essential. Let's not forget about time perception, another area where the ADHD brain tends to differ. For many of us, time is either now or not now. This makes it hard to gauge how long tasks will take, leading to last-minute rushes, or consistently underestimating how much time you need. It's why deadlines can be both a curse and a blessing. While they create pressure, they also help trigger focus when the urgency becomes unavoidable. Understanding these neurological quirks doesn't solve everything, but it's a huge step toward self-compassion. Instead of labeling yourself as lazy or unmotivated, you begin to see that your brain simply works differently, and that's okay. Once you grasp the science behind the chaos, you can start finding strategies that play to your brain's strengths instead of constantly fighting its weaknesses. For example, knowing that dopamine drives your brain's interest can help you tailor your work environment to be more stimulating. This could mean adding variety to your tasks, incorporating rewards, or even using gamification techniques to keep yourself engaged. Understanding your working memory challenges might push you to rely more heavily on visual planners, sticky notes, or digital reminders to keep important tasks front and center. The key takeaway is this: ADHD is not a flaw. It's a different operating system. It comes with its own set of challenges, sure, but it also brings a unique blend of creativity, quick thinking, and out-of-the-box problem-solving that can be powerful when harnessed correctly. The more you understand how your brain works, the better equipped you are to design a life that suits your strengths and accommodates your challenges. Understanding the science behind ADHD isn't about trying to fix yourself. It's about finding the tools and environments that allow you to thrive. When you stop seeing ADHD as a limitation and start seeing it as a different way of experiencing the world, you unlock the potential to live in a way that's authentic, creative, and truly aligned with who you are. Your ADHD Empowerment Toolkit. Systems, strategies, and support for life. ADHD is a lifelong journey that doesn't come with a one-size-fits-all manual. But with the right tools and strategies, you can turn your unique brain wiring into a strength instead of a stumbling block. This toolkit is designed to cover multiple areas of life: daily routines, productivity, organization, and emotional well-being, so you can pick and choose what works best for you. The key here is flexibility. ADHD management is all about finding the systems that fit your lifestyle, tweaking them as you go, and embracing what keeps you on track. 1. Daily routines, creating structure with flexibility. Rigid routines can feel suffocating, but without any structure, the day can quickly spiral into chaos. The trick is finding routines that provide enough structure to keep you grounded while leaving room for the spontaneity and creativity that ADHD thrives on. Morning rituals. Start your day with a consistent routine that sets a positive tone. Keep it simple. Make your bed, drink water, stretch, and then move on to the first task of the day. The goal isn't to jam-pack your morning with activities, but to create a sequence that gets your brain into go mode. For many with ADHD, mornings are when your mind is clearest, making it an ideal time to tackle your most important work. Task prioritization. Use the ABC method: A, must do, B, E, should do, C, E, can wait, to categorize tasks at the start of each day. By breaking tasks into levels of importance, you reduce decision fatigue and get a clear sense of what truly needs your attention. You can also use color coding to visually map out priorities, making it easier to focus on what matters most. Time blocking and breaks. Break your day into time blocks dedicated to specific activities, with breaks in between. For example, work in 25-minute blocks, Pomodoro technique, with 5-minute breaks, then take a longer break after completing 4 cycles. This approach sustains your focus while warding off burnout. When the timer goes off, you know it's time to move on, keeping the day structured without feeling restrictive. 2. Organization, turning chaos into a manageable system. Disorganization is a hallmark of ADHD, but that doesn't mean you're doomed to live in clutter. The goal isn't to achieve perfect organization, but to create systems that let you find what you need when you need it without overwhelming yourself. Visual organization. Tools like Kanban boards, using sticky notes, or apps like Trello allow you to visually track tasks in a way that aligns with how the ADHD brain processes information. You can create columns for to do, in progress, and done to keep tasks moving. Seeing everything at a glance makes it easier to stay on top of projects without relying solely on memory. Decluttering by zones. Break your space into zones, e.g., work zone, relaxation zone, and declutter one zone at a time. This prevents overwhelm and allows you to create functional spaces that serve specific purposes. Start with high-impact areas, like your desk or workspace, where clutter tends to be most disruptive. Digital tools for organization. Apps like Todoist for task management, Notion for project planning, and Google Calendar for time blocking are invaluable for keeping your life in order. Sync these apps across your devices so you have access to your plans wherever you are. Set reminders and deadlines and use recurring tasks for daily routines. 3. Managing distractions. Staying focused in a world full of shiny objects. The ADHD brain loves novelty, which makes distractions a constant battle. Instead of trying to eliminate every distraction, good luck with that, focus on strategies that help you manage them effectively. The distraction notebook. Keep a notebook or digital note open specifically for distractions. When a random thought or idea pops into your head while working, jot it down here instead of acting on it immediately. This allows you to capture the thought without letting it derail your current focus. You can review your notes later and decide if anything is worth following up on. The 5-second rule. When you feel the urge to jump to a new task or distraction, count down from 5 before taking any action. This brief pause gives your brain a chance to process the impulse and decide if it's worth acting on. It sounds simple, but it's surprisingly effective in curbing impulsive decisions. Website and app blockers. Tools like Cold Turkey and Forest Block. Distracting websites and apps during focus periods. Use these during your work blocks to keep yourself from falling down a YouTube or social media rabbit hole. 4. Emotional regulation and self-care. Keeping your mental health in check. ADHD isn't just about managing tasks, it's about managing the emotional ups and downs that come with it. Emotional regulation, frustration tolerance, and self-care are crucial elements of living well with ADHD. Mindfulness practices. Techniques like deep breathing, grounding exercises, or even brief meditations can help center your thoughts when overwhelm or frustration hits. Mindfulness doesn't have to be complicated. Just taking a few moments to breathe deeply and refocus can make a huge difference. Schedule decompression time. Build time into your daily routine specifically for unwinding, whether it's taking a walk, listening to music, or practicing a hobby. Giving yourself intentional breaks helps reset your mind. ADHD brains can burn out quickly, so recharging is key to long-term productivity. Positive reinforcement and rewards. Since dopamine drives motivation, use rewards as incentives for completing tasks. Set up small rewards for finishing your daily goals, whether it's enjoying a snack, watching a favorite show, or spending time on a hobby. This reinforces the habit of getting things done while keeping your brain engaged. 5. Building support systems. You don't have to do it alone. Even with the best tools and strategies, support from others can be a game changer. Whether it's professional help or a strong personal network, having people in your corner makes a world of difference. Accountability partners. Find someone who can help keep you on track with your goals. Whether it's a friend, coach, or mentor, having someone check in with you regularly can help you stay focused and motivated. Professional coaching and therapy. ADHD coaches specialize in helping you create personalized strategies that work for your life. Cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, is also proven effective in managing ADHD symptoms, helping you reframe negative thoughts and build positive habits. Community and connection. Join ADHD support groups, whether online or in person. Connecting with others who understand your challenges can be incredibly validating. It's a reminder that you're not alone in this journey and that others have found ways to thrive despite the challenges. The hidden superpowers of ADHD: creativity, innovation, and passion. When you hear the word ADHD, what comes to mind? For many, it's a list of challenges: difficulty focusing, impulsiveness, disorganization. But what often gets overlooked are the hidden superpowers that come with ADHD, like creativity, quick thinking, and the ability to innovate in ways that others might never imagine. Throughout history, some of the most groundbreaking thinkers, creators, and leaders have displayed the very traits that come with ADHD, turning them into assets rather than liabilities. Harnessing creativity, thinking outside the box. One of the defining characteristics of ADHD is the ability to think outside the box. Traditional problem-solving approaches often bore ADHD brains, leading them to explore unconventional ideas and solutions. This out-of-the-box thinking isn't just a quirk, it's a superpower in creative fields. Whether it's coming up with unique ideas, connecting seemingly unrelated concepts, or seeing patterns that others miss, ADHD allows you to tap into creativity in ways that more linear thinkers might struggle with. For me, this creativity has been a driving force in my writing. The ADHD brain's natural tendency to jump from one idea to the next can feel chaotic, but when harnessed, it's a gold mine for storytelling and innovation. My writing style, blending humor, personal insight, and practical advice, wouldn't exist without that creative spark fueled by ADHD. The trick is learning to embrace the way your brain naturally operates instead of fighting against it. Hyperfocus, the superpower hidden in the chaos. It's ironic that a condition known for attention deficits can also come with periods of intense focus. Hyperfocus is a state where all distractions fade away and you're fully immersed in what you're doing. For many with ADHD, hyperfocus shows up during tasks that are highly engaging or stimulating, such as creative projects, problem-solving, or passion-driven work. I've experienced hyperfocus firsthand while writing. When I'm locked in, the words flow effortlessly, and hours can pass without me even realizing it. This kind of deep engagement is something that many neurotypical people struggle to achieve, but for those with ADHD, it's a natural, if unpredictable, part of the experience. The key is recognizing when hyperfocus kicks in and channeling it toward meaningful work rather than letting it run wild on less productive activities. Problem solving and innovation, seeing what others don't. The rapid-fire thinking that often accompanies ADHD is a double-edged sword. It can be overwhelming, but it also allows for incredible leaps in problem-solving. ADHD brains are wired to see connections and possibilities that others might overlook. In fast-paced or high-pressure environments, this ability to quickly adapt and innovate becomes a huge asset. Whether it's finding unique solutions in the workplace, pivoting in the face of unexpected challenges, or coming up with creative ideas that push boundaries, the ADHD brain's nonlinear thinking is a wellspring of innovation. History is full of examples of people who leverage this kind of thinking to make groundbreaking discoveries or create something entirely new. Famous innovators and creators with ADHD. You're in good company. ADHD isn't just a modern diagnosis. It is thought that many historical figures had ADHD based on their behaviors, achievements, and creative approaches to problem solving. These historical figures either had ADHD or exhibited traits closely aligned with it, turning those characteristics into strengths that fueled their achievements. Here are some of the most famous individuals associated with ADHD traits: Leonardo da Vinci. Known for his endless curiosity and the wide range of his talents, da Vinci was notorious for jumping between projects and having numerous unfinished works. Classic ADHD behavior. Albert Einstein. Theoretical physicist and genius behind the theory of relativity, Einstein struggled with traditional schooling and was known for his distractibility and unconventional thinking. Thomas Edison. The inventor of the light bulb, Edison was said to be hyperactive, impulsive, and a relentless tinkerer, traits that likely contributed to his innovative successes. Nikola Tesla. The brilliant inventor and electrical engineer, Tesla was known for his vivid imagination, relentless work ethic, and ability to hyper-focus on his ideas for days at a time, traits that align closely with ADHD. Richard Branson. The entrepreneur behind the Virgin brand, Branson has openly discussed his struggles with ADHD and how it drove his creative thinking and risk-taking approach. Michael Phelps. The most decorated Olympian in history, Phelps has ADHD and has talked about how his hyperactivity and intense focus contributed to his athletic success. These examples show that ADHD isn't just a challenge, it can be a source of incredible strength when channeled in the right way. These individuals didn't just succeed in spite of their ADHD, they thrived because of it. Embracing your superpowers, leaning into your strengths. The bottom line is that ADHD isn't just about managing symptoms. It's about recognizing the strengths that come with it and learning how to use them to your advantage. Whether it's your creativity, your ability to hyperfocus, or your knack for seeing solutions that others miss, these traits are gifts when you learn to harness them. Don't try to fit into a mold that wasn't designed for you. Lean into the way your brain naturally works and embrace the superpowers that come with ADHD. Whether you're a creator, problem solver, or someone who thrives in high-energy environments, there's a place where your ADHD-driven talents will shine. Embrace, don't erase. ADHD isn't something to be fixed or hidden. It's a unique way of experiencing the world. When you stop trying to conform to the expectations of others and start embracing the way your brain naturally operates, you tap into strengths that are both powerful and rare. The challenges of ADHD are real, but so are the advantages: creativity, resilience, and the ability to think outside the box in ways that others might never consider. To truly embrace your ADHD, the first step is gaining clarity about who you are, how your brain functions, and what you need to thrive. Clarity means seeing ADHD not as a flaw, but as a different way of thinking. It's about recognizing that your brain doesn't follow the typical paths, and that's where your power lies. Gaining clarity is like turning the lights on in a room that's been dim for years. You start to see that your way of operating isn't wrong, it's just different. This shift in perspective allows you to stop trying to mold yourself into someone else's idea of success and instead focus on building a life that works for you. Once you gain clarity about who you are and how you function, you start building confidence in your unique strengths, creativity, and the power to navigate the world on your terms. Confidence isn't just about self-esteem. It's about trusting that your approach to life, though unconventional, is effective. When you stop comparing yourself to others and start valuing your distinct approach, you naturally build confidence. ADHD gives you a toolkit that others don't have: the ability to think quickly, pivot when needed, and come up with creative solutions that others might miss. Confidence comes from knowing that your strengths are real, valuable, and perfectly suited for the life you want to lead. But clarity and confidence alone aren't enough. You also need control. Control in the context of ADHD doesn't mean rigidly managing every aspect of your life. It means creating systems and structures that guide your energy in a productive direction without stifling your creativity. It's about finding that sweet spot where structure and freedom coexist. For example, setting up routines that align with your natural rhythms gives you control over your time without making you feel trapped. Control also means understanding your triggers, knowing what leads to overwhelm or distraction, and having strategies in place to handle those moments. Whether it's using timers, breaking tasks into manageable chunks, or building in regular breaks, control is about managing your environment and energy in a way that lets you thrive. Living boldly with ADHD is about integrating these three C's into every aspect of your life. Clarity gives you the self-awareness to know what works for you and what doesn't. Confidence empowers you to embrace your strengths and stop apologizing for the way your mind works. Control gives you the tools to manage the chaos and direct your unique energy toward what matters most. Here's an example. Imagine trying to force yourself into a strict linear routine, because that's what everyone around you is doing. For most people with ADHD, that's a recipe for frustration and burnout. Instead, gaining clarity about your energy levels might reveal that you're most productive in short bursts of intense focus. Building confidence in this approach allows you to prioritize those focus sprints over long, drawn-out work sessions. Having control means setting up your environment so that distractions are minimized and your routine supports those bursts of productivity, whether it's using tools like noise-canceling headphones, timers, or visual task boards. When you integrate the three C's into your daily life, you stop fighting against your nature and start working with it. You learn to lean into your strengths, whether it's your creative problem-solving skills, your ability to hyper-focus when something captures your interest, or your talent for connecting ideas in ways others might not see. Living boldly with ADHD means embracing the quirks, the chaos, and the creativity, while trusting that those are the very things that make you extraordinary. It's easy to get caught up in comparing yourself to others, especially in a world that values linear thinking and traditional success metrics. But your ADHD gives you a different path, one that's filled with innovation, spontaneity, and a unique perspective that's desperately needed. The moment you stop trying to fit into someone else's mold and start designing a life that fits you, everything changes. Living boldly isn't just about accepting ADHD, it's about celebrating it. It's about building a life that honors your brain's natural tendencies while also giving you the tools to manage the challenges that come with it. You weren't meant to follow the beaten path, you were meant to forge your own. And when you do, you'll find that the life you create is richer, more fulfilling, and uniquely yours. From my heart to yours. ADHD isn't just a topic for me, it's my life. I know what it's like to feel out of step with the world, to be told that your way of thinking is a problem that needs fixing. But here's what I've learned. The very things that make you feel different, the traits that society might see as flaws, are the same traits that make you extraordinary. There were times when I felt overwhelmed by the constant chatter in my mind, like I was always behind everyone else. But over the years, I realized something. ADHD isn't an obstacle. It's a different kind of strength. It's what gives you the ability to see connections others miss, to dive into your passions with full intensity, and to create in ways that break the mold. Once I stopped trying to be normal and started embracing my ADHD, everything shifted. I want you to know that it's okay to be exactly who you are. Your brain was designed to think differently, and that difference is your gift. Find the tools that work for you. Build routines that let you thrive and give yourself grace on the days when it feels tough. Your journey isn't about fitting in, it's about standing out in the way only you can. So when you feel frustrated, overwhelmed, or like you're not measuring up, remember this. Your path is unique, and that's where your power lies. The world needs what only you can offer: your creativity, your perspective, your passion. Embrace your ADHD. Lean into your strengths and keep moving forward with the confidence that you are enough, just as you are. From my heart to yours, Bill G. Wolcott.